Now the subject for today's lecture is your mental environment, what we are calling gestalt of consciousness. And the entities that reside within this network. Recently, Mark and I have been discussing the true facts of life for you as a human engaged in living a life upon your great earth. These facts of life are: you are who you think you are. You create your own reality, literally. You are who you associate with in that. For example, I am Seth. I am speaking to you through one of my human counterparts. There's a great probability that many of you listening are also Seth entity human counterparts. During your life, in this current time frame, many of you have allied with the Seth entity by reading my earlier works, possibly participating in the exercises, appreciating my theories. And such. So do you see how you consciously and unconsciously ally with a gestalt of consciousness, in this case the Seth entity? Now, in a very similar way, all of you create alliances with other gestalts of consciousness, other entities. Multitudinous entities, gestalts of consciousness. For example, when you catch, in quotes, a cold, you are participating in the manifestation of idea constructs into reality constructs from a gestalt of consciousness we might refer to as the cold or the influenza entity. Everything in your created realities is a matter of these unconscious and conscious alliances that you make with these various gestalts of consciousness. Another example. When you watch one of your programs on your television, that is obviously created by one of your negative media for purposes of espousing a particular political point of view for purposes of control. You, while viewing that program, are creating a subconscious alliance with that entity you might call political control in its broadest sense. So do you see that even though you may say to yourself you are watching it for purely educational purposes, on a subconscious level, you are being entranced by the perpetrators of this negative media race. Everything is an alliance. Everything is a matter of context. Now let me explain. When you, for example, a particular example in this instance is when you say to yourself that the Seth that you knew in your explorations, perhaps as a flower child, during that period when I first spoke to you, when you say that this Seth is dead and gone, you are making an alliance with the Gestalt of consciousness that reinforces these beliefs, these ideas, these potent images within your mental environment. So you are feeding this gestalt of consciousness with your limitless creative energies. I've spoken before how these creative energies of yours are in actuality the loving creative energy of all that is. So all that is can be used in the creation of what we might call negative reality constructs, as well as loving, benign reality constructs. It can go either way according to your conscious or subconscious intent. Now, I have been speaking to you in the new material, emphasizing the importance of your awakening. You, the listener, and most of your colleagues in third dimensional reality are awakening to your higher selves during the dream state. We might think of this as subconscious. You are what you call unconscious when you are sleeping and dreaming. However, if you've been reading my books, you know that this is far from the case. You are very active in the dream state. What I'm saying is the task at hand for most of you, is to consciously approach this creation of alliances with gestalts of consciousness, entities, in the moment. Now, there are two barriers to you that are important for us to discuss here. Barriers to your continuing awakening. One is denial. This is, in essence, the denial of your spiritual life. You deny the validity of divine messages that enter your consciousness. The other barrier is intellectualization. Again, divine information, possibly information from a future self that is trying to warn you of something. You deny these messages by intellectualizing them, putting them in a nice, secure place within your mental environment where it will not disturb you, where it will not threaten your belief system in any way. Now, these two barriers must be put to the side by those of you who wish to continue with your soul's evolution. Now, how does one do that? It's a simple matter of intention in the moment, interpreting all data that comes to you in a loving way, accepting it, understanding it from a perspective of love. So that if you have a negative reaction to an event you're witnessing or an idea you're entertaining with anger, you gain awareness within that current moment. Transform the anger into loving understanding. If you have a fearful thought, perhaps as a result of religious conditioning, that it's not right for you to attempt these explorations of your consciousness, perhaps you should speak to a priest or other intermediary. Through your intention, you transform that fearful thought into courage. Turn it around. Now, you will do this in your individual ways. I've given you many techniques in my new material and in the old material also. I encourage you to read and practice, conduct the experiments. Let's see what we are doing when we are creating loving understanding out of anger and courage out of fear. You are moving from an alliance, as in the case with anger, from a gestalt of consciousness, what we are calling a negative entity that feeds on anger. You're moving from that alliance with a negative entity that feeds on anger to one that is composed of the loving energy of all that is. So when you take the energy of fear and transform it into courage, you are making a different alliance. You are moving from an alliance with a negative entity that feeds on your fear and anxiety to an alliance that has the courage to move forward in your explorations. So, do you see how it is all about context and alliances? As I said before, your alliances with entities of disease, pain, misfortune, lack, keep you bound within those states of consciousness, and thus within those realities that you create through what we might call the templates of these gestalts of consciousness we are discussing. Now, it is true that it is becoming much easier for you to completely transform your physical reality. You are awakening, that is true. But the question arises, can I, as we discussed several lectures ago, can I create a healed physical body if I am experiencing a life-threatening illness, for example? Here, matters of value fulfillment, lessons to be learned, enter into the discussion. I refer you to my book on soul evolution in these matters. Indeed, this is the crux of the new material. Through the experiments, through the explorations I've described in my new books, it is possible for you to discover the answers to these questions. Again, this is a personal matter. Individually, you each must go upon your own voyages and find the answers on your own. Now, Mark, is reminding me that we have just a few minutes left in our time together. Now, as I've done in the past lectures, I'm presenting a holographic insert to those of you who are listening. It will be received by you individually according to what you require in this moment, currently, in your life. To further your soul's evolution, to help you uncover your lessons. To help you create the intention to transform any anger or fear you may be feeling into their divine opposites. Loving understanding and faith, or what we're calling courage in these new discussions. Now, these holographic inserts are very brief, less than a second in linear time. And yet, they are very information-laden. Most of you are receiving them currently. Now, some of you may receive this message just as you go into your sleep state. Some may experience it during the dream state, and you'll remember it when you awaken. Now, as I just said, it's very important to avoid using denial and intellectualization. Perhaps saying to yourself, well, this is impossible. This cannot happen. Or perhaps attributing it to some perfectly logical thing that you've experienced recently, perhaps something that you've read. Better to accept, be open to it, let the fear fall away, and be supported on this wave of ecstasy just below the surface of consciousness. Many of you are experiencing that currently. Now, I also sense that many of you have some facility with achieving the state of consciousness. So I'm not telling you something you do not already know. To the others, perhaps I am merely reminding you. Now, with that, I encourage you to join us next Sunday. Good afternoon.